prayers are? Yeah, did you see your prayers up there and everybody prayed your prayers? How awesome was that? It is so good to see all of you this morning, and we have a brand new baby with us. Ah, that is Gracie. And I think Gracie's like, can you see her little foot right there? That Riley's playing with? Look at that little foot. Look at how tiny that is. Yeah. And you know what her name is? Gracie. Isn't that such a beautiful name? Gracie. And her middle name is Michaela. Gracie Michaela. And that's Braylee's baby sister. Yeah, and how old is she now?
Almost 3 weeks.
Almost 3 weeks old. And how much does she weigh?
Now, 9.5 pounds.
9.5 pounds. And when she was born, she was seven and a half pounds. So she's growing and eating. And you know, she is, isn't she, Braylee? She's probably eating more than you are, right? Yeah, she's constantly eating. And Braylee's just getting used to having a new sister in the house. How many of you remember when your brother or sister came home? Anybody remember that time? Yeah, to remember? Remember? You remember? Yeah. Yeah, me too. I remember when my brother came to the house. It's not easy at first, is it? No, it's not. Yeah, maybe. Right. Sometimes it's not easy because all of a sudden, mommy's attention isn't on us anymore, is it?
No.
No, right? It doesn't feel like it is. But look, is mommy's attention on both of them? Yes. So, let me tell you, sometimes it can really feel that way with God. Like all of a sudden, if something new comes along, or there's a new baby, or there's something new, or there's a new situation happening, we might feel like, well, what about us? Did God forget about us? Does God forget about us? Never. Never. See, there's room for both. Now, you might say, yeah, but for all of God's people, I mean, this whole wide world, yeah, yes, there is room on God's lap and in God's world, in God's arms, for every single person. Now, I'm going to give you these stickers, and I want you to put them on. Hopefully I have enough. Can I give you one? Do I have enough? Everybody has the same one. I totally have enough. Look at this.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. So what do you think NGU stands for? God. I like the God in there. Oh, did you hear today's story that I had read? It's the parable that Jesus told the disciples. Okay, so there was a judge who wasn't a good judge. He was not a good judge. You know why? I mean, he even admitted himself. He said, I don't care about people, and I couldn't care less about God. And this woman who had some things that weren't right that were happening to her, she kept going to the judge saying, listen, you got to get this guy to do what he's supposed to do. I don't have any food. I don't have anywhere to live. I don't have anything. So I need you, judge, to pay attention and to get this man to do what he's supposed to do, which is give me the food and have a place for me. And the judge was like, oh, please, don't bother. Don't bother with me. Don't bother with me. Did she stop? No. She kept bugging him and bugging him and bugging him and bugging him and bugging him. She went probably to his house, banging on the door. She probably tried to sneak in the house. She was in his face all the time. I bet you that if that judge had a phone, she'd be texting him constantly or calling him. What did she do?
She didn't stop.
She didn't. She what? She didn't give up. What did she do? Oh, wrong one. What did she do? Look down at your...
She never gave up.
She never gave up.
That's
what you did say it at first. Yes. She never gave up. And what did the judge eventually do? This guy who cared about nobody, he couldn't care less. What did he eventually do? He gave her what she wanted. And why do you think he gave it to her?
Because she never gave up.
Because she never gave up. Yeah, he was like, all right already. This is crazy. And And actually, in the Greek, you know what it says? It's like a translation that says, it's like she gave me a black eye. I was ready for, like, waiting for her to actually give me a black eye or a bruised eye, you know? Like, she wasn't going to stop.
Then will you stop?
What? And did she stop?
Yes. No.
Yes. She did stop because she got what she wanted. That's why. She got what she needed. I shouldn't say she got what she wanted. She got what she was supposed to have all along. So, when you pray and you ask God for things, do you think God is like that unjust judge? That judge? You think God doesn't care about us? No, why would God have created us? Of course God cares about us, right? God loves us so, so much. So what Jesus is telling the disciples and us today is to pray always and never give up. Even when you feel like, I can't go on. Have you ever had days like that? Have you ever had days like you're just like, I just can't go on. School is hard. There's so much going on, right?
This is going on
sometimes. Yeah, and it's just like, I want you to remember this. The words of Jesus. Keep praying and never give up. Can you do that? That sometimes no one goes to school because of the hurricane. Yeah. Yep. But you know what you did? And I saw your prayer. You prayed to keep everybody safe, and you thanked God when we saw that everyone was safe here. So you prayed, did you not? You did. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so let's say a prayer. Let's say a prayer. Let's say a prayer. God, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us, and thank you for Jesus' words that we are to never give up and always pray. And we know that you are always with us and that you give us exactly what it is that we need. Amen. All right, you guys can head back and take a peek at Gracie if you want.